Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Chim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Fake sunshine. We had some of that yesterday. Oh. More fake sunshine expected today. First half of the day, then clouds return. We'll see a high of 48 degrees today. And then the rain that we have needed, it returns back. It's back tomorrow, so we're excited about that.
Are we?
No, you know, it'll eventually clear up. I mean, Guardians won yesterday, so
that
was
exciting.
Great. I mean, that was great for the home opener to get a win. That's exciting. Cavs won yesterday. Their season is winding down. Playoffs right around the corner. They're the conference champions. That was exciting. So there's a lot of things that happened yesterday that was exciting.
Exactly. Even though it was cold, that's okay. We had a lot of wins.
Yeah, there's a lot of wins yesterday. So, you know, that's fine. We're used to this. Early morning crew, we love you. We have a great comment we have to get to about that coming up here, after we get to, you know, the game we play to start at the show every day. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. So let's play. Let's get a winner today.
That would be great. We've been playing the game since January. We take a guess every day. One guess only. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
That's it. No prize attached.
Nope.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a guess for dead guy in an envelope?
How about Kenny Rogers?
Oh, I don't even think we've had Kenny Rogers as a guest yet. Good one. That's not him, though.
One of these days, it's going to happen. One of these days, it'll be figured out from the early morning crew. Speaking of, we have a message from a member of the early morning crew that's next. It's a great message. You get a message from a member of the early morning crew. You read the message from the member of early morning crew at Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We call you the early morning crew from, you know, 6 to 6:30, somewhere in that range, because you're up early for whatever the reason is. You work overnight, you work out, the kiddos are off to football or volleyball or this or whatever reason it is. You're just waking up, you're listening to your smart speaker, you're listening online. However it is early in the morning.
And we are grateful you're spending it with us.
It is. We appreciate that. And we bond over the game, dead guy in an envelope.
Do we?
You either love the game, you take a guess, you are put off by the game, whatever it is. I just feel like this is just our thing to do between that 6 o'clock, 6:15, 6:30 kind of time frame. And we have called it the early morning crew. People will call themselves the EMCs, and we know exactly what part of the show you listen to, and we love it. Top fan Lisa, best morning show ever. And I am honored to be a part of the early morning crew. She sent that just a few hours ago.
Lisa,
I love that.
That's so awesome. We're so glad you're part of it too.
I love anybody that listens any part of the day, whether it's Trump 2E at 7:30 or you don't listen until later, or, you know, whatever it might be. I just think like there's this little something special, little piece of my heart for the early morning crew.
That's because you're just glad people like your game, Dead Guy in an Envelope.
I mean, if you do, you can DM me. I'll read that.
Yes,
I would not hate that at all. Jen and Tim Show on all the socials. Getting more DMs from our EMCs. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You're right. They're the best. Susie says, good morning, Stevie, Tim, Jen, and the rest of... Lisa, Tim, Jen. She means Lisa, the last listener.
Yeah,
I thought she meant
DM'd
Stevie.
Us.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, top fan Lisa.
And the rest of the EMC crew. As far as your dead guy in an envelope stupid game is concerned... I love you, Susie. I have to admit, it's slowly winning me over. I think the reason I like it more now than I did before is because of Tim's intro. Yeah, sadly, you can't deny it. It's pretty good. I make sure my car radio is on so I don't miss that part of it. So I will eat crow and say that your game is not as dumb as I thought it was. Well, maybe a little bit. Have a great day. Happy Wednesday. That is an awesome message.
I appreciate that. That was out of my usual realm. And you know that from singing that.
Yes.
And I did that when you were off.
You surprised
or maybe
me.
You were, I don't know if you're, I can't remember if you were off or
I was.
Just,
I was on my cruise. I remember
because
I came back from
okay.
the cruise and you played that. I'm like, what is going on?
And I
on?
Didn't tell you anything about it. And I was just getting ready to go. And it was a silly thing that we were doing. And I thought to myself, how can I, you know, enhance this a little bit? And, you know, it becomes a thing when you think to do something like that. And found the music bed. And I think, okay, I like the music bed. We're gonna roll with it. But even that was kind of out of the norm. It's like a
yeah.
rock type of bed. It's certainly gonna cut through the kind of Star 102 clutter. It's early in the morning. Why don't we try something? Let's try it. Just try it. It's 6:05. Let's try it. Everybody else is recording or they're just waking up their show and talking about the weather and everything. Let's get to it. We're on the, you know, we're ready. This is Jen and Tim show. Early morning crew. Let's do something. So you know what? I have some lyrics written. Let's see if it goes with this music bed.
And
let's try this out.
Really out of your comfort zone, too.
Well, and you have to, you know, not that it's great, but
it is,
I have to sing, you know, and it's in the old studio, which in the old studio, I guess this is, this is much bigger, but, you know, you have a two production studios that are right next to you as I'm singing. So everybody hears
everybody
me singing the
you.
Songs
mm-hmm.
and they're looking at me. They're like, what is Tim doing? The blinds are open. They're looking
it's
at
awkward.
You. I'm trying to time it out. You know, your headphones on like you're, you know, you're in an actual studio and then I'm trying to time everything out. And I think to myself, well, I'm putting myself out there. When Jen comes back from this cruise, I'm going to play it for her and your eyes, you know, got wide and your mouth dropped.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was good. I didn't know if it was bad, but now I've committed myself.
I do love the song. And you know what the real takeaway from all of this is? Is that I went on my cruise last July, and that's how long we've been playing this game. And by the way, we had been playing it 6 months before that.
Yeah.
So that's the real takeaway here.
So
long time,
go.
But the song is great.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we did not have a winner this morning,
no.
So we will continue to play
so weird.
Tomorrow morning. Very curious to see if we're going to play another round of Dump Dat for
oh my God, I hope not.
Steve on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. At any point in time you ever feel the need, and we had this yesterday. If you missed it, you can always listen to the podcast through your free Odyssey app. That's where the podcasts live. Any Jen and Tim show, any of the rounds of Trump Tui, things like that. Dump Dat. You can listen to on the podcast. What do we have during Stevie on the socials
today? Today your relationship is safe. We're going to be talking about ways to save money. People are turning to social media asking for advice, and there's now a viral TikTok video providing ways to save money, but they are very unconventional ways.
Oh.
I love all the unconventional posts.
Yes, it's great. There you go, saving money. Stevie is here to help you out. Stevie on the socials. You can't miss that.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
As people are trying to come up with ways to save money, or at least ways to stop spending money online on things they don't really need, many turn to social media for advice. One now viral TikTok video provided all the info you needed. In the clip, the creator Allison Talks Money asks, "Give me your most unhinged tips for keeping yourself from spending money." And she clarifies, "I'm not talking things like keeping a budget or waiting 24 hours to make sure you love the item. I'm talking things like I pretend I'm living in a dystopian society and the U.S. dollar is the only currency worth anything and I can't let anyone else see I have money or I'd be attacked and robbed." So, of course,
these posts asking people for their unhinged ideas, people really are unhinged. It's
like
amazing.
Every topic you could think of, someone's going viral over, and it's the comments that people are coming up with, things of how to save money and ways they keep themselves from spending. Someone said if they see something they like, example, for a T-shirt, that's $30. I asked myself, if someone offered me the T-shirt for free or $30 in cash, which one would I choose? And they always choose the money. So think of that next time.
That's a good way
would
to decide if you should spend.
I like this, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one is when I get the urge to buy something online, I make a credit card payment instead. I don't think that
would. Wow.
I think that would make
that's
me
so
sad.
Responsible.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I'm like,
see.
That is not unhinged.
Like, we're ignoring that one.
Yeah, skip.
Yeah, I was
skip.
Like, that's not a good answer.
Only embrace the ones we agree with.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Ignore the ones that make sense.
Correct.
This one I thought was good because I feel like I do this a lot. I ask myself, will this $20 item turn up in a garage sale for $2 in the future? It's like we buy something and then it ends up in.
All $20 items show up at a garage sale for
That's fair.
Is that the case? Like, you go to garage sales, and my mother-in-law is the queen of this. Like, the entire garage is $20 items or more that are now $2 or less. Right?
So don't buy things that are going to end up.
Does that work for you then?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This one.
So it's another one we're ignoring.
This one I would never do. It's lock all your cards, then you have to unlock them before swiping, and sometimes that's just too much work. So you can actually do that. You can call your credit card company or debit card and say, hey, don't let me spend any money, lock it. So then when you go to make a purchase, you just have to call the number.
Well, also, a lot of places have that option through the app.
I did that through an app one time.
Did it work, or did you...
So,
oh boy,
did it work? I'm going to get to that in a minute because it's going to take a little bit of time. Because that's not just a yes or no, and we can continue the list as well. Mm-hmm. So that definitely is a function of a credit card. Did
You're
it work?
Making me nervous.
Well, I probably need 2.5 minutes to describe what happened. So yes, I did lock the. Lock the credit card. It's Star
did you lock
thing
it?
Still good favorites.
So you wouldn't spend?
Yes.
Okay.
On lockdown. Until I needed to buy something. And then I went back through my app and unlocked it. Wait a minute. Why is this working? Oh, I locked it. Yeah, I'm going to need that. Unlocked it. Then I locked it back again. So it was.
Has inconvenienced you to do is just open the app.
It just annoyed me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Well, then that's a good sign that you really, if you're going to go through the effort, then it meant that you really wanted it.
It did. And it did flag it. And then.
Do you remember what you bought?
It's probably something I didn't need. But at least it was a barrier.
Mm-hmm. You thought of it. It gave you more time to think of if this is a good purchase. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, that's it. I know you had another one to get to, too.
My favorite one was that they said...
These are ways to save money, just for anybody?
Okay. Yes. So this person said, I taped a picture of my mother to my debit card to remind me of when I had to move in with her and how bad that was.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
That was my favorite one.
You don't need anything else. You don't need anything else.
I didn't know where it was going. I'm like, oh, your mom maybe like it'll remind you of like all the things she's taught you to save money. No, just how bad it was to live back at home.
That makes me think of my brothers who both over the years have moved in with me and lived in my basement at different, not now, but like back in the day. I wonder if they did that to like get my phone.
That gen picture.
Yeah. By this.
We are not going through this again. Put our sister's picture right there. We're going to make better decisions or whatever, whatever it ended up being. That is a great call with Stevie on the socials. Another great one today.
Tim, why do I think of you every time I see a story like this? The Department of Agriculture in Ohio has put out a warning. A fresh batch of the invasive and damaging spotted lanternfly are getting ready to emerge. They say now is the time to look for the egg masses of these invasive insects and destroy them before they hatch. And I was reading like different ways to destroy them. You're supposed to take like a credit card and scrape them with soapy water. Have you read this? I was like, what?
I saw the story and I did not click through on the story. So you have to do what? Does it matter which credit card?
I don't know.
To have a certain credit limit to the credit card?
It has to be locked, apparently.
Of course, you got to have a locked credit card.
You take it and it says you like scrape it with a credit card and then you put them in soapy water. I was like, this is involved.
I feel like that is not my job. First of all, it's freezing cold outside. So what do these egg masses look like? Is this a pouch of eggs?
Well,
what are we looking for? I mean, we're all helpers here.
Yeah. We are all helpers, aren't we? Each egg mass typically contains between 30 and 50 eggs. I don't know. There were pictures on the thing I saw last night.
This is not very helpful.
Well, I told you get a credit card and soapy water. That's all I read. So I guess
dip the card in soapy water?
I don't know. I don't remember. Now I have to go look it up.
You scrape the mass and then you put the mass into the soapy water?
I think so. Well, now you got way more specific than I remember.
So
I will go look.
Are they dormant now?
Well, now
will they attack you out of the pouch of lantern flies?
I don't know. They're hatching, but here's the thing. No, I don't think they attack
you. We have any experts, let us know.
They attack like, what do they attack? Like vegetation of some sort.
This is like really kind of a 2.5 things you need to know.
It really is. Now that I've brought it up, and I was so excited to do that story because I thought you would latch onto it.
All right. So
now I just don't know.
Look around your house. After you drop the kids off at the bus stop, scrape your home.
I'm trying to find the story now.
Scrape that house.
Just take a credit card and scrape down all your
anything
walls.
Anything looks sus, go ahead. Get your Discover card out and start scraping.
If you see a cluster of animal eggs, I would probably get rid of it regardless. Whether it's a lantern fly or not. Listen, I'm gonna get more details here, I think.
But there was a trip to the dentist yesterday. Do you have the? I can't remember. Is it like a dentist phobia to you going to the dentist? Like I legitimately have that when I go to the dentist. That it is my one of my least favorite experiences.
No, I don't. It's not my favorite. Like it's like my least favorite of the main.
Okay.
Doctors you have to go to, probably, because it's just uncomfortable. I have a small mouth, and they're yanking it open. It just isn't fun.
Yeah. And I have a great dentist. It's me, anxiety, just getting worked up for nothing. It really is literally for nothing. So you,
because I never know what to expect when I walk into the dentist. I think that's why. Like, I know what to expect when I go to the eye doctor. I know, I know everything that's going to happen. So there's no, like, oh, what's going to happen? When I just walk in there, I don't know what they're about to do.
Yeah, that's anxiety-inducing. That's like... Lack of control. You have no idea what's going on.
It might be a me thing because I don't ask enough questions.
Could be. Because I feel like
what's actually happening.
The reason you went yesterday was a follow-up to your last appointment.
Yes.
And at your last appointment, they offered to provide a service to you. They're like, oh, we could just fix this in 15 minutes right now. And you said no. You were like, no, I want
to. All they said, to be fair, all they said was, it'll be really quick. We'll just do it. Take 15 minutes. We can do it real quick. Or you can come back in. They offered both. And I was like, I need to think about it. I don't know if this is like an expensive procedure or if this is like what's going to happen. Like I needed to do some of my own research instead of asking, you know, the dentist herself what she needs to do. I was like, I'll do my research and come back.
So we will get to what the issue was in just a minute. My question though is, so when you walk into the dentist and I don't know if it's when you walk into the dentist or when they bring you back to the dental chair. Is it soothing what you hear when you're?
No.
Tell everybody the first thing you hear when you like. Tell us through the process when you either walk in or get. I don't know exactly when you hear it, but what do you hear and when?
So I walk in and I check in, and they're like, "Okay, have a seat." So as I'm walking to my seat to wait in the waiting room, all of a sudden I hear Tim welcoming Travis and Jason Kelsey's child to the world.
It was a Jen and Tim show promo?
Yes. A promo was playing. I'm on that promo. So then my voice is playing and I'm like, there's people in the waiting room. I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
So that's not soothing at all? Don't you, you feel at home when you walk in there? No.
Can't escape your voice.
All right.
He's unescapable.
Unescapable.
So now I'm wondering if they just heard that promo playing in the office.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So what was the issue and what happened yesterday? That is 3 minutes away on Star.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
102. Producer Stevie's mouth chat on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. So you went back. Why? What was going on?
So I had to get the x-rays at the cleaning, and they noticed my chipped tooth.
That you chipped a year ago?
Yes.
So you're hoping they didn't notice?
Yeah, I said if it was a big deal, they would have noticed it. Yeah. So I was just waiting for them to notice it before I said anything, and they caught me.
And they did. So you made this appointment yesterday to go back and fix the chipped tooth.
Yes, but I've never had a chipped tooth before, so I didn't know what to expect. So in the moment, it felt too rushed to do it then. But like they said, it'd be quick, real easy to do. So in my mind, I eliminated the fact that I would need to get the shot to get numbed. So I'm like, oh, this will be easy breezy appointment. No worries about it. And then I walk in and they immediately are like, all right, we're going to numb you.
No, oh boy.
And I was like, wait, I'm going down in that chair. I'm like, wait. I don't even know what's happening.
I'm going down. You mean when they do like the electric thing and you're all tilted back? Yes.
That's a point of no return.
Yeah.
You're going down that chair, you are committed.
Right when I got in the chair, they were like, oh, they were not messing around. And I was like, I don't even know what's happening. Because she was like, we got to go back into your cavity. I'm like, I thought I had a chipped tooth. Well, I didn't even have a chipped tooth. So that.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Stevie, what is going on right now? What do you mean you didn't have a chipped tooth?
It was the filling that chipped.
No way.
Yeah.
So it felt like a chipped tooth, but it was the filling that chipped?
Yeah, but I guess they all knew that. I didn't, because the reason why they had to numb it is because they had to clean out the cavity spot and go back in there just to fix, like, the... So, I mean, it's technically my tooth.
So they refilled the cavity?
Yes.
They dug out the old, like, filling and put in a new one?
Yes, because the top part of the filling chip, which is technically my tooth, in a way, so I guess goes...
Do you go through a whole appointment where they say we're going to, you have a chipped tooth. We're going to fix your chipped tooth in 15 minutes. You say, no, I'll come back for that. You come back for that. And it turns out they're replacing an entire cavity.
It was quick, though. I will give them that. I was in and out in 30 minutes.
That's good.
So they were.
Will you ever take one of Jen's friend's recommendations again? Here's what I want to get to, though. So to stick to landing, you're good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was better that it was not.
I think it's better.
And your mouth feels good.
It chipped from floss, so I'm glad it wasn't just my tooth. So just the top of my tooth. Yeah,
so
we're all good.
I really want to get to this before a round of Trump Tui. I want to get to this because we're having kind of an off-air battle that I really want to get to this. I want to know if anybody else has a cheek shaker because
oh my God.
This has become a battle. I want to know if you have a cheek shaker. That is next. Yeah, do you have a cheek shaker? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. You don't have one. I don't understand.
You don't have a cheek shaker?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about when you said it.
I have one.
I have one too. I feel like in the dentist, I just have anxiety going. I feel like I should have anxiety going to the eye doctor because if I have everything wrong with my eyes and it's bizarre, that's the one I should be nervous about, but I'm not. And the only reason I mention this is because throughout all my dentist appointments, I've had very healthy teeth. I'm very lucky, but I have had a couple of cavities, so I have had to have those filled. And when that has happened and they numb your mouth, it's a cheek shaker.
Yeah. That seems unnecessary.
My dentist does that too. It's almost like he's trying to like jiggle like it into the,
move the Novocaine or whatever they
do.
Is it through the gum? And they do that. So I asked Steven this morning and we're going through the process. She said, yeah, they numb me. I wasn't sure if I was going to get numbed. And they had to numb me. I said, oh, did they shake your cheek?
Yeah.
And you looked at me like I was insane.
I've had other, like, growing up, my childhood dentist growing up, I've had cavities filled. They didn't do my cheek. No.
And
I've
by
never
the way,
had that happen.
It's like a pinch and a shake.
Correct.
It's like a pinch and a shake. Like, they pinch the area, like, almost, right near where they did the shot, and then they jiggle.
Yeah, like, he's trying to remove me from the chair by the cheek.
Ow.
Like,
are
pulling me.
Doing
I mean,
it?
Yeah. That motion, if you will. Not pulling me out, but you
are
know what I mean.
Are they doing it while they're doing the shot?
Right afterward.
Like, to distract you from
it's
the
like
pain.
It's almost like a magic trick.
Is it dirty?
Just like.
It's not a magic trick.
Look over here. Oh, here we go. It's kind of.
Are they trying to make it go quicker? Like the numbness? Because you have to like wait a little bit for the numbness to take over.
We're the only two.
I feel like, but now that you've asked that question, I feel like maybe he jiggles and injects at the same time. Or is it right after?
But is it like a distraction?
I don't think that's possible.
You're just focusing on him jiggling your cheek instead of the show.
Injector, that is, I don't think that's.
I'm going to
covered by the
dentist.
Odyssey insurance. Like, that is next level.
Right
that's
now.
Only in, like, Bay Village. Mine, mine's in Willowick. I think it's just a.
Mine's in Rocky River.
I can't believe. Well, please DM us. We have to get to a round of Trump, Tui. I would just like to know that Jen and I aren't the only ones that have a cheek shaker.
Yeah, because we're two level. Different dentists.
Or maybe she just has this. Maybe she's got a smooth Novocaine, and ours is.
Oh, ours requires a jiggle.
I don't know.
A chunk. It's definitely not a chunk.
Did we get the Timu Novocaine?
I don't think so.
Did we get the Sheetacaine?
Why did we get this? Why is she not getting it? I really want to know what the reasoning is.
There has to be a reason. I know we have a lot of dental offices that listen.
So I have my dentist number in my phone to text, like, in case of emergency.
You're the only person that has it. Who can text the dentist?
My son had an issue. It's a whole thing.
Look at you flexing.
And he said, no. Here's what I'm saying.
Listen.
He gave it to me in case of emergency. Do you think is this an emergency? Can I text him and ask him why he cheek jiggles? I feel like that's crossing the line.
I feel getting the number of the dentist to Texas.
No, it was my son had to have a tooth pulled, and he said if there was another issue, please text him. So, of course, I saved his number because, you know,
it might be weird to text him, but I think you should anyway because I want to know.
Why don't you text him? And if he responds, right, we'll have the answer right before Trump Tui.
I'm nervous to text him. What if he gets mad?
That's fine. We'll just pick another dentist. Stevie has it.
No, I've been going to my dentist forever. I love him.
Well, he'll reply. We'll find out.
Okay, I'll text him.
We will have the answer. I just have to get to the dentist text about the cheek shaker. I have to get to this for anybody that
he texted
around.
Back. Thank you, Dr. Farr from Rocky River Dental, my dentist for 100 years. I said, Dr. Farr, we were talking about dental work. We want to know, why do you pinch and jiggle the cheek after you give us a Novocaine shot? And he said, to distract you from the pinch. And it also stimulates other touch receptors to lessen the focus on the area being injected. Then he wrote, rock on, and he sent a tooth emoji. I love you, Dr. Farr. You're the best. Thank you.
Because Stevie went to the dentist yesterday. Her dentist did not do that. She didn't know what we were talking about when we talked about it. So that's the only reason that we're bringing that back up. Yes, thank you very much for the response. That is amazing. Thank you. Mike Malley, the chief strategic officer, owner, and operator of Malley's Chocolate LLC, in studio with the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
When you go to work, is there like a giant vat of chocolate there or anything? Like, how's that? Is there like a big bowl of it? How's that work?
A big bowl. Well, there's not big bowls of chocolate, but there's lots of chocolate. We have probably a 13,000 gallon, think of it as like a cement mixer type tank. It has a big auger in it to keep the chocolate going.
Wow.
And then we have another tank that's not quite as large. That's for dark chocolate. And, you know, the chocolate has to keep circulating because not to use the cement analogy, but it hardens up and it gets like a rock, you know, think of a chocolate bar. So you got to keep 13,000 pounds constantly circulating, and we're constantly backfilling it with more chocolate to keep all the lines running.
And what, your grandpa started this back in the day? Like, do you have memories from back in the day?
Oh gosh, I bet you do. Like, I have fantastic memories of my grandparents, working with them, and you know, my brothers and sisters and I, probably, if I could speak for them, I don't think we saw it as work. It was more of just the family thing. That's what you do. Get to go see Grandpa and his original kitchen that he built over behind our Lakewood store. And we always have fond memories running up the steps to go in there, and you see my grandfather. And we'd have fun memories of running in there, and he'd let us hold the hose to fill up an Easter mold or a Santa mold or... and he wore glasses, and his glasses would always be smudged with chocolate. So we're not sure if he knew what grandchild he was talking to, but... What a wonderful memory.
Yeah. That's so wonderful.
And then my grandmother worked sort of the front of the house. She was the bookkeeper and business person.
So let's fast forward to 2025 and all of the Easter treats that you brought in studio today that we also tried for a Tasty Tuesday. That's next on Star 102. Mike Malley of Malley's Chocolates in studio with the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
What kind of treats are we putting in our Easter baskets this year?
Well, you know, we always have the staples of our Billy Bob's, pretzels, Malleo's, but it wouldn't be Easter without a chocolate bunny from Malley's in your basket. And we have all kinds of fun, different bunnies. We have the rabbit on motorcycle, which is kind of a fun, whimsical take of the bunny rabbit. We have the gentleman bunny. We have a pretzel crunch bunny, and we have a solid chocolate 10-ounce bunny. We have white chocolate bunnies, peanut butter bunnies, our luscious eggs, all kinds of different flavors, and they're all made right there at our Brick Park facility, whether it's a peanut nut, coconut, caramel, raspberry. We'll do over 300,000 individual eggs. And then, of course, it's not complete without our famous Carmelo eggs. It's all made at Brick Park, fresh.
Yeah, I know we had it during the Three Things You Need to Know, kind of a new segment we do. That now you can go to Heinen's and find Malley's chocolate. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal for us because Malley's traditionally has shied away from having our products available and other than Malley's Chocolates location. But the Heinen's relationship was a big push by us. Kim Heinen and I got together and strategized. So two fun families. They're in the grocery butchery business, and we're in the confectionery space. And her and I met at a program for family businesses. You know, as fate would have it, I think we were even seated at the table, and we're both looking at each other going, why don't we do business together? So, but we don't offer all of our chocolates that we sell at our retail store. You know, we have a few limited special items. We're selling some Easter products. Chocolate pretzels available there, and some candy bars.
Very exciting.
I just want to thank Mike Malley for coming in studio, bringing all the chocolate for the Tastiest of Tuesdays. Video was posted. I understand it's Wednesday. We posted that yesterday. Star 102 Cleveland. Cleveland's feel-good favorites all over socials. Brought in so much chocolate, and we actually had a Tasty Tuesday, which was great.
It was so awesome. And to just say thank you to him for tolerating not only all the on-air questions, but the off-air questions, because it didn't stop. I thought it was so fascinating to I've never met the Malley family, and just to talk to him and learn about the family history and how they make the chocolate and the factory and all that. It's just really cool.
He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to drive down here and find parking in the Halley building, bring the chocolate in. I mean, he brought his own cutting board.
The most giant knife of life.
And the passion behind his grandfather starting and his grandmother and everything else, and just the stories. It's just funny because you're Malley's chocolates and like, oh wait, there's a family behind Malley's chocolates, right? It started somewhere. It continues to grow, continues to thrive. So that was a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.